That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Pulse of St. Louis. Welcome to the Pulse of St. Louis. I'm Shirley Washington. You know, the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy is changing the lives of young people throughout the St. Louis region with its many camps and programs. And of course, Larry Hughes is from the Gateway City, and he is an NBA legend who played for several NBA teams before retiring from the league, including the Philadelphia 76ers, the Chicago Bulls, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Hughes is spending time with his family and giving back to the St. Louis community. Joining me now, Lucy McKeon. She is a Larry Hughes Basketball Academy participant, and her mom, Melanie, is also here. Larry Hughes Jr., he's a high school athlete. He's also here. He's at CBC. And the NBA legend and founder of the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy, Mr. Larry Hughes, is also here. Thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate it. Larry, let's start the conversation talking about why did you start the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy?
Oh, I started, obviously basketball has been a very important part of my life and what I've done for as long as I can remember. So after playing basketball, after retiring, I wanted to give back. I wanted to do something that I loved. I wanted to impact as many young people as I could, and I wanted to use basketball as that vehicle, and you know, their birth to the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy.
What's the mission?
The mission is to allow young people to experience the basketball game, to become well-rounded people. It's not just about basketball with the academy, it's about being respectful, building character, building life skills. So that's what our goal and our mission is.
And you talk about leadership skills and character building, that's important. Talk about the significance of that, especially for our young people.
Well, that's very important because at some point in time, these young people are going to, you know, whether they play basketball long term, they're going to be bounced back into the community, to whether it be working teamwork or going to a job. They have to have the ability to be, relied on.
Yeah.
They have to have the ability to be accountable, and that's all about character development.
Yeah, good point. So, Lucy, you attend some of the camps and programs at the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about it. What do you do?
So I do skills and I do team practice. And in skills, it's basically just like shooting and working on your dribbling. And sometimes to start out, we just do like running back and forth. And we do defensive slides.
Wow, do you like it?
Yes.
Yeah? So you obviously play basketball. What position do you play?
All of them.
All of them, that's what I'm talking about. Boom, I like that. So Melanie, tell me, why did you enroll Lucy into this program?
Well, we went for the trial session, and I mean, we've been looking for a place for her for a while. It's really challenging, honestly, to find people that will take seriously, like very, especially young girls playing basketball. And so we've been searching for a couple years because she's been really, I mean, it's her passion. Like, it's what she really, really wants to do. So we've been trying out like different places, and we went to that session, and it was at CBC, and Jeremy, who was coordinating those sessions, and Chelsea were both there, and they were just, everyone was very welcoming, very supportive. And at the end of it, I was like, "You think you want to come here?" And she's like, "Yes."
Like, it sounds like you were sold on it too, though.
Yeah. Well, it's important,
right,
you know,
absolutely.
You need it for, and you know, having a variety of places for them to go and a variety of times, like, it was very helpful, and we've loved it.
Yeah. Lucy said, yeah. How often do you go, Lucy?
I go once a week for skills and once a week for team practice.
Nice. Larry Hughes Jr. Yeah, so you're playing basketball too. At CBC now?
Yes.
But do you train
at
the academy? Tell me about that.
I like it a lot. I know technology is really high. I work in the performance training with Taylor Jarvis, and really helps me, my body, and you know, on-court stuff.
Yeah. So do you learn from dad too?
Yes, always.
Yes. So what is that like working with your father, because you do understand he's a giant in the NBA, in the NBA, right?
He's taught me a lot, you know, from on the court, off the court, whatever it may be. He's always there for me, so.
What's it like working with your son, Larry?
It's fun. I mean, I want to see all my kids be successful. But at the end of the day, I'm still dad. So, like he says, he has people within the academy that he actually works out with, you know, other than me.
Right.
But yeah, I like to give him, you know, everything that I know, so he can use it and put it into his toolbox and figure out what will work for him and things that won't work for him. Maybe he can pass it on, you know, to his kids, you know, later on down the road.
Yeah. So what do you think some of the most important lessons that the children learn? Because you talked about the leadership and the character building and those skills, and those are very important. Those are life lessons. What else, as it pertains to the game of basketball, should these children be learning?
It's the fundamentals. I mean, it's the foundation building of right-hand dribble, left-hand dribble, right-hand layup, left-hand layup. And then we can progress from that. We can expand on that. But what I feel is a lot of kids skip that process, and you know, the adults in the room, we have to make sure that those processes aren't skipped. I mean, we sometimes break the game down so it's not so fun, but you're building that house, you know, that foundation is being laid, so later on you can have as much fun in that house as you want. And that's how we look at it, is build the foundation for the house, and then you're able to sustain that house forever.
Now, I saw some research that you incorporate martial arts in the training. How does that work?
Well, the martial arts space comes from with the progression of your skill level. They use, you know, belt colors to progress and promote their athletes within their program. We use stars and shirt colors. So that's the similarity with the martial arts program. We test on a 5-week schedule, so we're going through skills and drills for the first 3 weeks, and that fourth week we review that process, and then on that fifth week we test. And those athletes that test for the star, for the shirt, that's where the martial arts comes in. We want to reward them for their accomplishments.
Yeah, and so your academy includes girls and boys.
Oh yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Oh yeah.
So why did you decide to design it that way?
I always feel like the girls have a place. I mean, I'm in a house full of women. I mean, I got daughters that play basketball, and there's not a lot of options for them if they don't go in a group. So we want it to be a place where if we get single, you know, girls to come in, that they can feel welcome as well. So the staff, you know, helps us with that. Even if there are a lot of boys on the court, our staff helps us, you know, bridge that gap of saying, hey, you can do it, you know, get on out there with the boys. And all girls are always welcome in what we do. We feel like it's a universal sport. The skills are universal. We teach the girls just like we teach the boys.
So, Larry, tell me about your hopes and dreams. Do you want to follow in Dad's footsteps and play in the NBA one day?
For sure. You know, that's been my goal since, you know, I can remember. NBA is where I want to be at, just like him.
So tell me, though, what are you doing to prepare yourself to get there?
I'm in the gym every day, in the morning, afternoon, wherever it may be. You know, I got to get in the gym every day to work on my skills to help me get to that goal.
How many hours would you say you invest in your training?
Per day, at least 3 or 4. So that's, you know, you can do the math for the week and the month and the year. So, yeah.
No, I think that's important. And I ask the question because I know a lot of young people, they just wake up and think, oh, I can go and, you know, learn how to shoot in a day. That takes a lot of work. And Larry, you know that better than anybody.
Yep.
Talk about the work ethic and what's involved in becoming the NBA player.
It's a huge process. I mean, now, I mean, so many kids are playing basketball. It's like he has to carry himself like a professional right now if that's what his end goal is. And that's the message that I try to relate to him, is that there's so many kids playing. I mean, obviously more than when I was playing, the social media aspect, the, you know, just the how it looks, you know, from a, you know, from the outside looking in, is that it's hard to make it. So you have to carry yourself like a professional. You have to eat right, you have to sleep right, you have to get your workouts in, and you have to go above and beyond, you know, to reach that level. And it's a real grind.
And it's like continuous.
It's every day. It's every day. Like you said, he's in the gym, you know, 6 days out of the week. I mean, whether it be some recovery or whether it be a performance workout or whether it be just to get some shots up or to go through a full workout, I mean, you have to do something every day. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Lucy, do you practice every day?
Not every day, but
not every day. Yeah. Tell me about your routine.
I do skills and I do team practice, and then the other days I have other activities and stuff like that.
Would you like to play basketball professionally?
Yes, I would like to be in the WNBA.
Yay, girl, give me some. Boom, yes, yes. So, Mom, you know, that takes, that kind of drive takes family support as well. She can't do it by herself.
No.
So are you there? Are you supporting her and encouraging her?
We're supporting her every step of the way with both of our kids. You know, whatever they want to do, we try to make that happen. We're busy parents, but, you know, we definitely sacrifice and we definitely, because, you know, to see how excited and like she said, she has other activities that she is excited about as well. And so we're trying to give her as many opportunities as possible. And again, Larry Hughes' Academy has just been so welcoming and accommodating, and there's, you know, it's not like here's the one night a week at this one time that you can do skills. There's multiple nights a week. So if she does, she's still been able to participate in the other things that she really likes alongside that. But, you know, if this ends up being the thing as she continues to get older, middle school, high school, if this is still like her passion, we're going to make it happen.
That's awesome. I think you're going to do it, Lucy. Yep. I'm feeling it. I think you can do it. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about two basketball players who are incredible from the St. Louis area. One just happens to be Larry Hughes' godson. Yeah, that guy right there, Jason Tatum. Stay with us back in a moment.
To hear more, listen to the podcast. Just search for The Pulse of St. Louis.
Welcome back to The Pulse of St. Louis. We are learning more about the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy, founded by NBA legend Larry Hughes. And Larry, how did you get interested in basketball?
I played schoolyard basketball, and my mom, you know, used basketball to keep me out of trouble. So one day she took me to the church where they had organized practices, and they had a coach in there, and I was 12 years old. And from then, I haven't stopped playing basketball, haven't stopped being involved with basketball, and it's obviously kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Right. Do you see the Basketball Academy as that same sort of support system and that safe house, safe haven for kids today?
Yeah, that's what I want. You know, that's what I want. I want to be a meaningful, impactful place that our young people can come to, you know, have a safe environment, learn something that they, you know, they enjoy doing, be around good people, have good mentors in the building. And I get a lot of questions about being in the inner city versus being in Chesterfield. I want to give kids a different opportunity. I want to give them a different experience. To explore outside of their boundaries. We're here to support anyone that wants to be involved.
Yeah. Larry, what do you like most about the Basketball Academy?
Probably the technology, the Dr. Dish, the shoe machines, the shot trackers, everything. It's really helpful for me.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to talk a little bit now about two phenomenal players who are from St. Louis. Jason Tatum. Incredible.
Yep.
And I'm going to admit, I don't know much about basketball, but when I watch this young man, it's amazing.
Yep.
And it's hard to believe that he hasn't been in the league very long.
Right.
What are your thoughts about him?
He's put the time in. He is, like you said, he hasn't been in the league that long, but his skill set is one of a 5-6 year veteran in the basketball league.
And why is that?
His footwork, his attention to detail, his pedigree, the people that he was around, you know, growing up, and the goals that he set for himself. He really wanted to be at that level. He saw himself at that level. He didn't take anything for granted, and now he's there.
Yeah, and how important is it for young people who are aspiring to be professional basketball players, or anything, really, because a lot of it is relative,
yep,
to set goals and then work really hard to accomplish those goals?
Yep. It's very important. I mean, I talk with adults of you know, short-term goals, long-term goals, because that helps you understand what the person's motives are, you know, what drives them, how can you support them. So it's very important for our young athletes to have that, you know, that short-term goal. I mean, what are we trying to accomplish, you know, right now? And then what are we trying to accomplish long-term? But those short-term goals, obviously, we want them to play into that long-term goal. So that's really what we push as well.
Lucy, do you set goals?
Yes.
You do? Tell me about your goals.
So I'm a lefty, so it's harder for me to do right-handed layups. Mm-hmm. So I have a goal to practice them and be able to do them.
Nice. I am just so proud of you.
Yeah.
Look at you. Mom, I know you're proud of her too, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So do you actually sit down with Lucy and you talk about her goals, whether it's with basketball or with her education?
Definitely. So periodically, again, she has to make decisions as she's getting older and with different activities. And so, you know, we have to kind of prioritize and make those different goals, and including academic goals for sure, because school is very important. That certainly sets a foundation. But then also setting goals on, like, okay, which activities are we going to be doing this year, and what do you want to do better? We try to get out there and practice with her if we can. I know we aren't able to do it as much as she would like for us to be out there. So sometimes it's like, well, why don't you get out there and do it, and we'll get out there when we can.
Yeah. Larry Jr., tell me about what it's like for you finding that balance between practicing and studying, because I know for a lot of young people, it's like they're weighing this, and it's like, but I really need to be doing this. It's like, yeah, but you need to be doing this too. You need to be studying.
Yes. You know, you gotta find like the right time to do it. So for me, when I get home after practicing, I go straight to the studying. After I do that, then, you know, I have the rest of the day to, you know, relax and do what I need to do to get ready for the next day.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Now, is Dad like standing over your shoulder going, you know you need to do this, or do you just do it?
A little bit of both?
Sometimes.
Yeah. He's still a kid.
You're right.
He's still a kid.
Absolutely. We have to remind him and guide him. Yep. Yeah, guide him along the way. Another incredible talent, Bradley Beal. I remember one time, and this has been a few years ago, I was sitting on the set, we were anchoring on the weekends, and it was some tournament, and Brad's team won. And at the end, Maurice Drummond, who was working here at the time, he interviewed the coach of the losing team, or the team who didn't win. And he said, well, what happened, coach? Coach said, Bradley Beal was too much Bradley Beal. He's incredible, too.
He is. I mean, he is. And Brad, as he was tearing up and terrorizing the area in high school basketball, I was obviously playing in the NBA and traveling around, so I didn't get to see a lot of Brad in high school. But I would get all the clips and obviously, you know, track, you know, knowing what he was doing, and knew that he was one day would be in the NBA, you know, right behind me. But he's a guy that's respectful, guys that comes back to his community. He has a basketball program that Larry actually plays in, the Brad Beal Elite Group. So he is engaged with the community, which is, I'm proud. I feel like I had something to do with that because I came before him, and that was always my message. So, you know, whether he knows it or not, and he actually does, because I've texted him and talked to him to let him know how proud I am of him for the things that he's doing, you know, now in the community.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure, without saying, that you're proud of Jason Tatum, too.
For sure.
With him being your godson, did you work with him? Did you give him any pointers at all?
It's more me and his dad are best friends. So we've all had, you know, a hand in that development process, you know. I don't want to take any credit for, you know, his ability, but the environment was set for him to take what he needed out of that, whether it be conversation, whether it be skill work, whether it be, you know, just watching and learning. So, I definitely feel like I had a part in his development as well.
Sometimes it's just a matter of showing up and just being there.
Yep.
And just him knowing that you were there.
Yep. And that's it. I mean, I'm his goddad, so, you know, without basketball, I'm there. So in any event that he needs somebody to rely on, I'm here, you know, and that's what I look at it the most. Obviously, he's a big name in basketball, but, you know, when things aren't right, you know, you can always come to me and have a conversation because I am that person.
And he is a big name in basketball, and he has played against some other big names, phenomenal players, including one of your friends, LeBron.
Yep.
What was that like for you?
It was fun for me. You know, it was fun for me because we're from St. Louis, so it's like, you know, anything that's, you know, somebody from St. Louis do that's good, like, we're going to show it, we're going to shout it. And LeBron's one of my friends as well, so I couldn't go too hard when Jason dunked on him. But, you know, I did have to, you know, let him know that.
Right,
you know,
that's
like a St. Louis kid, you know, a kid that you actually watch grow up as well.
Right.
So it was fun.
That is so awesome. When you see kids out there, Larry, and they have such potential, what do you say to them to encourage them to keep going? And even those who may not have the potential yet, but they're developing it?
Yep.
What do you say to encourage them and inspire them?
I think it's a process. And the process, obviously, you want to work on yourself, but you have to be aware of your surroundings as well. So it's just not all about you. I mean, It's funny. I mean, it's tough to put into words, but you can't internalize everything and just want to be the best person you can be. You have to understand your surroundings, and you have to want to impact and inspire other people. Even if you're not at that highest level, there's somebody that's under you. So I'm encouraging kids to maximize what you have, because you never know who you're going to inspire, you know, that's under you or behind you or even ahead of you in some situations. So that's my main, you know, message to the young people is don't internalize it, you know, enjoy the process, but understand that you may impact someone that's coming up mm-hmm. behind you.
Larry Jr., tell me, what kind of player are you? Are you a team player?
Yes, for sure. Yes. I like to get my teammates involved. I can shoot the ball. I can do really everything what you need me to do.
Do you take in the fact that your dad is a giant in the NBA? He's a legend in the NBA. And no one can take that away. He's always going to be a legend in the NBA.
You know, sometimes, you know, well, all the time I look at him as dad. You know, he's dad to me, so, you know, but, you know, I look on YouTube, look at his highlights, and, you know, he was all right.
he was just all right. All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, we got to tell you about some events that you need to check out. Stay with us. Back in a moment. He's all right. Welcome back. You know, the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy has some big events that are coming up. This one that you see on the screen, the Back to School Drive. Larry, tell me about this one. You're making an appearance at this event.
Well, that's just getting out into the community, supporting, you know, a good cause. We have a foundation in the area that's supporting, you know, something that's been dear to me is actually, you know, the Heart Association, and the Darrell Foundation is strictly about that, is supporting the young people to make sure that they're getting tested. So anytime that we can show up, we're available.
That's awesome. And it looks like that one is August 4th. All right, so we got another event that's coming up. We're going to keep them coming, guys, because we've got a lot of stuff that's going on. And this is the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy Camp. And this one is August 5th through the 9th. Mm-hmm. So tell me about this camp.
Oh, this is a day camp where we go through just skills. The kids come in, have a lot of fun, meet a lot of different friends, get a chance to use the technology that's in the facility. A safe, clean place, good coaches, good mentorship that's going on. So we always want to have events that are week-long events for our kids to come to and enjoy the basketball game.
And a good thing about your academy is it's all year round. It's not just in the summer.
No, it's all year round. So, that's the benefit of it. Like Lucy, she does dance and, you know, she has to prioritize.
Lucy, you didn't tell me about that. You do dance?
So that's the other activity she's involved in, and we really
at your
promote.
Camp. At your academy.
Not in the academy, so outside of the academy.
Oh, okay.
So we always promote, you know, extra activities. We don't want just kids just to basketball.
Just doing basketball.
So she does dance.
Gotcha. Look at Lucy. What kind of dance do you do, Lucy?
So I do ballet, tap.
What?
Modern. And then I'm at this camp this week, and it's all different kinds. So it's like contemporary, modern, Horton.
I am so impressed. Look at you, young. You didn't tell me all that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, I think I've got a couple more flyers we need to put on the screen to tell you what else is coming up. This is August 17th.
Yep.
This is for the LHBA Select Tryouts. So, Larry, what is this all about?
Again, with the skills and drills, the skill development part, I mean, you know, kids obviously they want to get better with their skills, but they want to play games as well. So this is another opportunity that we offer within our academy is our team play. We do all levels of team play, whether you're just starting out or whether you are, you know, looking for a high level of competition. We do a wide range of sports.
Awesome. And we got the final one. There we go. Oh, 3-on-3. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, these are for our younger kids. 3-on-3, we feel like that's the foundation of basketball. We allow them to understand spacing. Again, it's all about meeting new people, the interaction, the character development with meeting new friends. So 3-on-3 is really good for the young people to come in and experience basketball. Again, whether they've had 1 year experience or 5 years, 10 years experience, they can come in and play 3-on-3.
All right, sounds good. Larry, what do you think about that 3-on-3?
It should be fun.
It should be fun. You know, I don't think I asked you, what position do you play?
Shooting guard.
Really?
Yes.
So do you pop three-pointers all over the place? And,
yes.
Oh, get out of here. Do you hang on the rim and stuff?
All that.
All that. All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. Larry, thank you for
thank
what you're
you.
Doing in the community. Melanie, Lucy, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. Give me some more on that WNBA. Bam. We're going to see you there. All right, and thank you guys for joining us for the Pulse of St. Louis. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, download the Pulse of St. Louis podcast in the iTunes or Google Play stores. And remember, for news 24/7, download the free Fox 2 and News 11 apps. I will see you next time. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.